One quick note on last night, basketball-wise. Penn State had a real shot last night because, A, they played so hard defensively. And I think by playing, and they threw so much into it. They got Kofi Coburn really out of the game. He had 11 points and 6 rebounds. Or rather, for him, pedestrian night is because of how Penn State played. You have to work hard to dig down on a guy like that. You know, you're trying to cover your guy, then you dig down on him, you try to force him to make a play, and they did over and over again. Because Kofi, look, he is around the basket. He's just a phenomenal mountain of a man. But basketball-wise, he's, you know, when you have 19 assists and 56 turnovers, what does that tell you? This guy is not passing the ball off and out of the post. So they worked so hard last night. They had to make the bet on a couple guys. I mean, you know, Plummer ended up 1 of 5. Hawkins is, he's okay. He can shoot a 3. Williams is the guy that, you know, you play off of. And you tell me today if you play off him, I play off him. 30% shooting on the season. That's 30% total, and less than that from 3 points. And it turned out he had 14 last night. His only double-figure game of the season. But you were trying to dig down on Kofi, and they expended so much energy doing that. But I think the last 5 minutes of the game, I think it affected their legs. They missed 9 shots in a row when they had a chance to tie the game up or go in front. And they missed 9 shots in a row. Dallion then hit a shot. Then they missed the last shot. They were 1 for their last 11. That just killed them. Now, officiating-wise, very quickly, because I know I want to get to Brian here. I've got to go to Columbus for that. Officiating-wise, Paul Sells, Brooks Wells, Keith Kimble. Keith Kimble's a Final Four guy. Immense respect for him. Paul Sells will work deep into the tournament. I have immense respect for him, too. I think Brooks Wells is one of the up-and-coming officials that I've seen in college basketball. So I like all three. And I think, for the most part, they officiated a really good game. But there's always going to be a couple of instances that happen. You know, there's one. This one I didn't see. Somebody told me about it later. So I didn't see it. That's why I didn't talk about it. There was an air ball from in tight that Jalen Pickett shot up in late in the second half. And according to what somebody told me, he got hit right on the arm. Well, I didn't see it. That's why I made no comment on it on the broadcast. If I don't see it, I'm not going to say it, okay? But there was one where Seth Lundy drove in and Hawkins was on him. Hit him, as he's going to the lane. Hit him 3 times. And I'm talking, this is in front of me, so I can see it myself plain as day. There's no call. And Dick and I looked at each other, and Dick says, I don't know what it takes to get a call in this game tonight. And then the last one was the held ball at the end. It's obvious that Miles Dredd and Hawkins, it's a held ball, and they called a foul on Miles. And it would have been Penn State's ball. So in the game, Penn State only committed 1 deliberate foul at the end. 1. In the game, Illinois went 15 and 17 at the line. Penn State was 1 of 3 at the line. That was the foul that Pickett in the first half. First half. Like 5-6 minutes of the game, he got fouled at a 3-point shot. He hit 1 out of 3. That was Penn State's only trip to the free throw line last night. Now, I know Penn State shoots 3s, so that plays into it. Pickett, I think, draws more contact than people realize. But at the same time, Jalen, when he gets in there, will fade a little bit. If you fade a little bit, you're not going to get fouled. But I'm sorry, they got outscored 15-1 at the free throw line. Penn State had 22 baskets in the game. Illinois had 18. But they got outscored 15-1 at the free throw line. Oh, it's just been an ongoing level of frustration. I'm not saying Penn State should have 15 free throws in the game. I am not saying that. But they earned more than 1 trip to the free throw line in the game. That's all they got was 1. The last 34 minutes of the game, they never got to the free throw line. You're telling me Illinois played that clean? Okay. You say so. And again, those are 3 officials I really respect. And I'm only pointing out 3 plays. Right? Out of all the plays that were last night. You know, and there were, 57 possession games, so So you're talking about 114 up and down, right? I'm picking out three. Now, one I didn't see, though, so I want to be fair, so I'm really specifically looking at two. And one was an example of, you know, Penn State's not getting any calls, all of a sudden, like, right in front of us, bang, 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 and Lundy misses the shot. And Dick and I look at each other like, what the heck? What do you got to do here? Right? Then the dread play with Hawkins in the waning seconds. We're like, I said, hell ball, Penn State gets in the alternate. No, they're calling a foul. We're like, you call a foul on that play? And Miles couldn't believe it. But Illinois won by five. They're now, what, 7-4, I think, in games decided by five or less. Penn State's now 4-6. Games decided by five or less. They're at Rutgers Sunday at noon on at 11:30.